All right, what up, y'all? This is Scotty D from Tango Lovers, and we've got with us the one and only Lazy Dead Homie.
Yeah.
So we caught up for the first time ever just a year, a little bit over a year ago.
Right,
and this is kind of historic because it's our first video interview with Tango Lovers. So welcome.
We're on video right now.
That's right.
You can see us.
That's right.
You can see me. I can see you. Actually, I don't know if that's how it works, but you can see me.
right. Cool. All right, so let's jump right in. So, since we haven't talked in over a year, how do you feel that Juggalos received your Gang Rides Reborn record?
I said it's here and there. It's like some people chose to sit off and wait, and some people wanted to hear it, and it took a little show and prove with it. And I think it did relatively okay, as expected, is what it was. Yeah, it really wasn't. It wasn't brand new to everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people's like, I heard this, I heard that, I've heard it this way. And some people like it the way they heard it first, and some people like it the way they heard it now. And you know, I said to me, it was just about getting the music out there so everybody got a chance to hear it, not just the small amount of people that got the, you know.
And it charted. So
well, yeah. I mean, I was very happy. Yeah, I was happy that it did anything. I'm happy. I mean, thank everybody that did pick it up. I mean, I'm not mad at you if you didn't buy it. It's all good. Hopefully you'll like my next endeavor, you know, the Catskill Factory. It's brand new shit.
So, we know that you still put a ton of work into Gang Rides Reborn.
Yep.
Since Catskill Factory was completely from scratch, did you take a different approach to recording it?
I think we did. We kind of sat together. I'd say what it was for me, 100%, Casket Factory recording was probably one of the most fun times I've had in a long time. It's like going back to having fun in the studio and loving what you do, because that's kind of what it was for me. It's like, I don't know if I fell out of love with recording or fell out of love with music or fell out of love with something with music, but something wasn't as fun to me anymore, and it was getting more to be like a burden. And when it's a burden, it's not fun to do. And that's, you know, going back in the studio for this one, it was, everything was like, you know, weights lifted, you're smiling your face, you're happy to be here, let's do this. And yeah, it felt a lot like One Less G again, just being back in there and just, this is my first time, you know, let's do it. We're just brand new.
And you did it all at the dojo?
Yeah, everything was recorded at the dojo. Uh-huh. From top to bottom. Me and Jamie Madrock sat together. He produced 100% of the record, and we sat together and just mapped out what we wanted to do and went from there, and then we started going and, you know, picking beats and got the Dead Beats on there again, and got Seven doing a bunch of flavor, and then Fritz doing his thing. So, tapped into the old Fritz market again a little bit. Yeah, got a little flavor out of him. So, yeah, it's you know, it's fun.
So I'm
to work
the
with these guys.
So I'm at the
oh, man, come on. He was having a blast. I was glad to see him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was with us the whole time. Me, him, Madrox recording Lyric from Lyric One. For real, just come on in. All right, you and Fritz, we're going to be in here. We're working today.
So how did you come up? Did you come up with the name Casket Factory? Was that...
That was me and Jamie, just saying, you know, ideas, throwing ideas off each other, and this is kind of what stuck. This is the best one. It was like, you know, we had a couple ideas before for different ones, like I think we talked about the Crystal Casket and just different things, and this is kind of where Casket Factory is where it ended up being the best. So that's, you know, it kind of, everything fits the album that way.
So, yeah, that was, I was going to follow up with this. Did you think of the title first, or was this after you recorded
we started, the title was first, and we kind of went at it this way this time, you know, a lot more of putting stuff together. It's like, because I said last time when we came with, you know, for instance, like Last House on Dead Street, when mm-hmm. I came with that title was already there, it was cool, but when we started writing the record, it had nothing to do with that. So, you know, this is the complete opposite. It's like this time we kind of, all right, we're going to go in, this is the Casket Factory, let's go out and, you know, knock it out, kind of with that being, that's what it is, all right, this is what we're going towards.
Okay, so what would you say the overall theme of the album would be?
It's, you know,
going all over the
you
place.
Know, yeah, it is. It's a little bit here, it's a little bit there. There's a lot of different flavor for everybody. There's, you know, I do new styles here and there. I got a couple of different artists on there that are doing their thing. Everybody came correct, so I was very happy with that. And, you know, didn't get any turndowns from anybody either. Everybody, hey, you want to do this? And, you know, nobody said, I ain't got time or I'm too busy. It's everybody was like, yeah, hell yeah, let's jump on and do it. and traded some verses with a couple other people too to do some stuff, and just having fun, you know.
It's Can you name those people?
Well, Prozac.
Okay.
You know, I dropped one on his record, and he dropped some on one of mine, so, you know, we're doing stuff like that, and still, you know, and that's fam style, like, for real, like, family style, just...
Bro,
you know, dude, you hit me up, I'll hit you, you know, 100%. Like, at any time. He's got anything he needs, he knows. Call me. My phone's on, he can call me. I fucking got his back. Like, whatever's whatever. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
And that's, I love, man. I love, you know, cool-ass people out here in the business. And you meet them, you know, few and far between. But that's what it is. It's like, when you do meet the real people, you try to still stay in contact and do music with them. And, you know,
absolutely.
Do shit, for real.
So, like I said, September 2014 was the last time we talked on the phone when Game Rhymes was about to come out. So, you said that you were in the works of a full-length LP, which I'm assuming is was Casket Factory.
That was it,
Has that been what you've spent a majority of your
time
on?
We've been working on it. Yeah, I've been working on this, and then I've also been working on just building what, like I told you, like it seems, it feels like it's brand new, so it's all, everything that I'm doing is... first time again. That's what it feels like. I know I've been doing this shit for 10, 15 years, you know, but to me, it's like, this is, with this album, everything's fresh, breath of fresh air, brand new. That's why I changed the paint. I wanted to bring something new to it and, you know, a reason for people to be like, oh my God, it's not the same old, same old. And, like, what I've been telling everybody is I want this record for everybody to understand. It's like, bring it back. Take it back. Bring it back. Juggalo world. This is ours. This is what we created together. Mm-hmm. Just bring it back, man. Let's just build it again. Let's have fun. And that's what it was about being a Juggalo in day one, was always fun. And that's what we're missing now. You know, people are not having fun anymore. People are, you know, just, it just sucks. You know, it sucks. It's like, come on, man. Let's have fun again. And that's kind of what I try to do with this record. And that's what I said. I had a lot of fun doing it.
Okay. You said that in a recent interview, I believe, that the Casket Factory will be the most wicked, your most wicked album to date.
I think I would say, like I said, it's tough for me to say. It's like, I'd say it's probably like the most wicked to date.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot more wicked on there, a little more on there than, you know, and than previous, for real, than previous of anything that I've kind of explored. So
where did you go for inspiration for that?
I don't gotta go far. Yeah. All my peoples are into this shit. You know what I mean? Like, come on, it's like, for real. I don't gotta go too far. I'm knocking a door. Like, hey, Monoxide. Hey, Mad Drox. You know, it's mad easy. But, you know, it's like, it's trying, like I said, trying to come from my own personal stuff too and bring that into that, you know? So, I'm not the man that knows everything about every horror movie. But I do watch my occasional, I watch what I like. And that's kind of where I've always been. So it's tough for me to jump outside and go to the new stuff, because all the new stuff that I see, I think sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So so I'm stuck in that rut of, I'm just going to still watch Friday the 13th.
You
know?
Right.
I'll just, you know.
Classics.
Right. I'd rather watch that, because that's kind of what it is.
So you mentioned Seven, the Dead Beats, Frizz, doing beats for the album. Did you come to them or go to them saying you were looking for this specific sound, or did they provide a whole bunch of beats?
A lot. Well, this time, Dead Beats kicked us a couple beats. They kicked us a couple beats here and there, and then I went through and picked a few that I really liked. I mean, I can't lie to you. I probably would have just continued and just wrote and wrote, because these guys are so talented. Like, the Dead Beats is a shit. Mm-hmm. Seven is out of this atmosphere, and it's tough to just pick anything. You know what I mean? So I've been trying to do different things with Seven a lot, where I would record verses, vocals, and kick it to him and be like, here, you put your spin on it, what you hear from this. You know, and I did that on a few tracks. I did that a couple times on the last album, on Reborn.
Okay.
But I did a little more here on this album. And, you know, as I said, when he came back, it was just, like, mind-blowing. Like, damn, man, from what I sent you to what I came back, it's just two different things.
I don't
know
how that guy has any spare time.
Oh, you mean, know, he's
such a busy motherfucker.
Oh, he's got to be. He's got to be. And it's, you know, it makes sense, because he's so talented.
Yeah,
he really is.
Absolutely.
And I said, Fritz, he kicked me a bunch of beats, but that's always been Fritz's style. He'll knock me down. Here you go, man. I got, you know, here's 20 of them. You pick whatever you like. You know, I've been sitting working on these. You know, he goes home and he's a workaholic too. He just sits back on the boards after all night. you know, sitting there with a bottle of vodka and doing beats all night, right. writing beats. So, right. you know, he just, he'll do it. And he's, after that, he's like, I don't know what I did, but here you go, man. Pick what you want, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's kind of, that's the way it was with Fritz. So, and he, I says, he's easily accessible because he's where he lives close. So, he's like, hey, man, give me some beats, you know, send them right over.
Okay. So, what made you choose They Call That Gangsta for the first video?
I just, I thought it was cool because it, it not only, I said it showcases us, Magic Ninja yeah. Entertainment.
It's actually in my notes right here.
A little bit, yeah, it kind of showcases Lex and ROC and myself, and I, you know, like I said, I think it's like, it's, my first video I ever did, it was me and ROC, mm-hmm. you know, doing, Ill Connect.
Yeah.
So I kind of, I don't think I went about it being that. I think I went more about it as, like, I want to do multiple videos for this. And that was a song that was one of the songs that were jumping out. Like, that's definitely got to be a video. And at least I filmed Worm Food. That's another yep. one. I'm doing that okay. videos. We're working on that one. It's actually filmed, so I'm waiting on that one to come back. It, I got another song in there. I want to film another video. It's like, yeah, there's a bunch of them. I feel like this album has... It could do multiples. You could do multiple videos. And when you hear it, you'll be like, oh, I know what she's talking about here. Because for real, that's what it is.
That's it. Okay. So you've changed your look a few different times during mm-hmm. your career. You started with the pantyhose on the head, mm-hmm. and you went to, you know, different paint schemes. What prompted you for the drastic change for Casket Factor? Just
like I said, just brand new, fresh. Yeah. Something fresh, something, you know, I said each time, you know, it's not so much that, oh, I see somebody else did it and it's cool. It's just, it seems like it was time. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what it is each time for when I change my stuff.
You're obviously not wearing your new theme paint scheme right now.
Right.
How much more of a pain in the ass is it to put that one on?
Oh, I mean, I think it takes a little bit longer. Yeah. It's like, yeah, each time takes a little bit, you know, it's, for me, I felt like it was each time was like, okay, the pantyhose was like, what, 5-10 minutes?
right.
And then the next paint scheme was maybe about 25 to 30. Mm-hmm. So then this one got to be an hour. And then I kind of just, I knocked it down to like 20 minutes now.
Yeah.
So I think this new one is closer to like an hour.
I apologize.
Good job, Dustin.
It's muted, too. It's muted, too.
I don't know how that happens.
Bush League.
Not touching
that
in.
Sorry. Bush League.
Sorry, drug lows.
Bush League.
Bush League.
Yes. No, I think I got this one down to about an hour right now.
Damn.
And, yeah, I'm trying to...
It's a lot of work.
It's, yeah, each time, you know, it takes a little bit longer, but I'm trying to get it... Cut it down. That's shorter. Hopefully by the time I change it again, it'll be down to 20 minutes.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's what ends up happening.
All right, so going back to the Casket Factory, what track... means the most or is your favorite from the album?
Right now, I mean, like I was just trying to tell Dustin, I think one of my favorite tracks is Something About the Way You Look Before You Die, and it's a short track. It's probably like a verse and maybe two verses or something, but it's I just like, I don't know, it's just, it's that gangster, and it's deep and wicked.
Can't be shorter than Real G Shit, though.
I don't think it's shorter. It definitely is not shorter than Real G Shit. But it is. It's kind of, you know, it's one of them gangster-style tracks. And I said there's a couple of them. Like, I mean, you know, the first track of the CD after the intro is called Two Middle Fingers. And that one's a shit. Yeah, it's a shit.
That was marking out over there.
He knows.
So are you excited for the CD release show in Cleveland?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I was... kind of like, what the hell's going on? But yeah, I'm so hyped. It's going to be the shit.
And it's free.
Yeah, at the Agora. It's going to be free. And it's on the 14th, so you can come down and possibly get the album like a day early.
Yeah, no doubt.
That'd be the shit.
Hell yeah.
Why not? Everybody gets to at least hear the shit. Day early.
So you're going to perform a bunch of tracks from the
I'm hoping to definitely try to do a lot. Like, the last time I did anything like that was Gang Rags Tour. Mm-hmm. I did a majority of just Gang Rags and tried it. And I think I might try to do something closer to that this time.
We're getting commentary from Dustin.
More majority.
So. It'll be a lot.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so the gathering is still several months away, mm-hmm. but the big news is that everybody's agreed to do the Wizard of the Hood set.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Have you put any thought into what you're going to be doing or wearing for the set?
I have no idea, man. I hope I'm not, you know, dressed up like the Cowardly Lion, though. Like,
that's
no, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see what happens, for real. I have no idea what's going on. I really don't have any preference. I'm just going to have fun, man. You know, I'm just talking shit. The Cowardly Lion, that's kind of my character. Right. He wasn't a coward, though. My shit, yeah, I'm not no coward, man. I'm a gangster. I'm a thug. I'm fucking around, all right? You're no coward.
So I guess you haven't really put any... Have you gone back and listened to the album at all?
Not yet. Like, I really have to get, because it's been a minute. That's one album. Like, I know Monoxide always tells everybody, like, oh, Blaze, he knows all this. I do retain a lot of knowledge when it comes to, like, Juggalo music, our music, Twisted, ICP, Blaze, Dark Lotus. I retain a lot of that. I remember that. But if I haven't listened to it in so long, I'm just like anybody else, sure. Like, man, I really need to... refresher. So yeah, it's like Wizard of the Hood. I think I listened to that probably, you know, I didn't ever think we'd ever do anything with it. So I'm like, yeah, I'll listen to it maybe 2 weeks after it was out, and then it's like, okay, I'm gonna put this away and we'll file this away for one of my cool collection CDs. You know what I mean? It's like I'll maybe revisit it later on, and now I have to be revisiting it. So, you know, yeah. I'm definitely gonna put it on, and then, you know, you won't see me missing any steps or no shit, alright?
It's definitely going to be a gathering highlight.
For real. So you got to come see that. Oh,
17th annual. Come on.
Better.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk Grundy Entertainment. Is anything still in the works with it?
It's my solo, my project stuff. It's just kind of, basically it's my little window label that I do my own stuff. It's just a way for everybody to be like, oh, you know, Grundy Entertainment is almost basically a part of Magic Ninja Entertainment.
So you have your eyes on any, like...
No, I'm not. Like, no, that. I'm not doing anything with it right now. Nothing like that. I haven't even gave it any thoughts. It's basically, like I said, it's kind of just, it's a way for me to do my own stuff and still remain, you know, part of what I do and continue doing this.
Okay. There was actually quite a few questions about that. And I know Killa has his own, you know, Native World.
Yeah,
so yeah, I didn't know if that's. I didn't
really feel like I said. Right now, I'm so trying to, like, I still have, I've never done enough for myself. So it's like, I really need to focus on Blaze. Yes. You know what I mean? It's like, if there was, and the moment people are like, enough Blaze, give us something else, then I'll think about it. Be like, oh, maybe we'll do something different. But yeah, I haven't seen that yet. People are always like, man, well, we hate that we don't get to see enough of you. So it's like, now I'm trying to just give them what they want, you know?
Yeah, I'm definitely in that part.
That's what's up.
All right, so how involved are you in the inner workings of Magic Ninja?
I don't know much. I know a little bit here and there. You know, I try to stay away and, you know, I try to just stay the artist. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, if they ask opinions on anything, I'm always there for it. And I'll give it readily available way to ask, hey, what do you think about this? I'm going to tell you. But, yeah, for the most part, I, you know, that's kind of their business. I let them handle it, and I just, you know, I'm along for the ride. Okay. I just, you know, smooth sailing is what it's been.
Okay. So I know you and Brian ROC are close.
Mm-hmm.
How's he coming along with his album? Or is that
he's still working. His stuff is, I mean, it's coming along. He's still working on it. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
And it's, like I said, it's steady. It's just moving. It's steady moving. But he has sent me stuff like, I have to get on a record, one of his, a track of his, and then he sent me stuff for even Zodiac. He's been trying to mess around. Yeah. Like, he really, like, to my knowledge, he must have it going pretty far, because he's clearly, now he's off into like, hey man, I got these Zodiac beats sitting around.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, yeah, it's, and we haven't really even thought, you know, talked about that, because we've really been talking mostly about, hey, let's get our solo projects going. You know, everybody start moving on them. And, yeah, the last I heard, I think he was probably close to, like, 75% or close like that this record. But, you know,
it's been too long since we heard
it. That's it. I mean, his next one is going to be the fire. It's got to be, because it's, you know, been waiting on this motherfucker.
Absolutely. For real. Yeah. So you brought up Zodiac Imprint. So what's the? I guess you got your new album dropping in 2 weeks. So, and then you got a nationwide tour.
Mm-hmm.
So what's after the tour? What are you going to be concentrating on?
I'm back in the studio working on my shit. I got more Blaze. I got to drop. So I'm straight up. I'm like already talking about what's next.
Okay.
What's the next project? And I'm hoping. Like, I mean, I said it before that I was. When I told you last time, I was trying to do two albums and drop them. That's why, because Casket Factory was supposed to drop, and we were going to drop them both. in the year, and then as it looked, it sat, it was like, oh, this looks like the better date. Let's pick this date instead. So it turned out to be 2015. Well, I still don't want to, you know, cut myself short. I want to do two a year, so I want to try to get back in there again.
Oh, okay.
You know, hopefully get another album again. So, I mean, I want to keep going, like, or something close to that.
Yeah.
And if not that, maybe we'll work on some projects or something.
Maybe a triple threat?
You know, you never know. That's been talked about. Yeah. I've heard, you know, I've heard stuff about Zodiac, and I've heard other things, too. Mm-hmm. That, other names and other people that I'm not privy to talk about. But, yeah, I've heard other things, well, too, that are like, holy shit.
We still don't know about two of the signees to Magic Ninja.
Yeah, so, see? Yeah. I'm telling you, you never know, man. Yeah. You never know.
So, We're about to go to New Year's Evil and see Twisted perform with the Wickedness. Mm-hmm. This is going to be my first full set because. Yes. So, what are your thoughts on Twisted with a live band?
Man, you know, it's tough for me because I didn't get to see them perform at all.
Like, oh,
I was out on the road with them when they were doing the first time, but every night that they didn't have the band, I would go on stage with them. So okay. I would do the stuff with them. So I'm like, okay, but the nights that they did have the band, I would have to be gone. Most of the time I wouldn't be there. They would have to, you know, they would maneuver it so I would have to get going and get my shower and stuff so then everybody else could get in and get theirs too. So I never got to see him very much. So yeah, I'm really interested. I want to see it too.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it. But yeah, what I see on stage when they're actually sound checking is awesome.
Yeah,
it's thoroughly entertaining and I expect them to be the same, really.
No doubt. All right, so I know you've got a lot in the works right now, but who are you looking to collab with, either, or I guess outside of Magic Ninja? Fucking Dustin.
God, dude.
That's who it is.
I'm sorry, Scott.
No, it's all good.
I love you. I love Fagel Lovers. I love the Juggalos. Don't hate me.
Get it on purpose.
Right.
Doing this shit on purpose.
So who are you looking to collab with outside of Magic Ninja?
Man,
in the future?
You know, it's tough. I said, my version of collaborations are so different. It's like I hear all types of different shit. Like, a lot of the groups that I think of are all groups that I've already gone past. Like, oh, get Korn. I'd love to have Jonathan Davis. And it was like, well, wait a minute. Like, you know.
Might be able to get him on the show.
Right, now we can get him.
Yeah, right?
No, it's like, yeah, I mean, I've been trying to keep my eye out for people that are doing stuff now, and there's a lot of people out there that are doing shit that are, you know, that are the shit, and it's tough to figure out which ones that would meld right with me, you know, or what I would meld right with. And like I said, I was listening to that those Cottonmouth Kings track that I did. I think I did it with Jared from Head P.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Twisted. Uh-huh. I like that song a lot. I really do. That One More Body or Grinder.
Yes, yeah.
Awesome shit. And it's like that type of stuff is what's very interesting. I'd like to do something with him, like Jared. He's a good dude. I like stuff like that. I like stuff that's completely different because I respect what they do as artists.
Absolutely.
And what they can do and what they bring to it. And that's why it's so much fun, more fun, I guess, to collaborate that style.
No doubt.
And, you know, and part of me feels like I think I'm a singer sometimes, and I know that's gone past me now. Now I'm just a rapper because my voice is not the singer voice anymore. But it was at one point. You know, I was always the background guy. Hey, Blaze, get in there and sing this part. You know, I was always doing that. But now it's, you know, since it's changed. So, yeah, I find myself trying to, like I said, I look for, you know, looking for different stuff, I think. You know, like different vibes and different styles.
Okay.
More rock-esque, maybe?
Yeah, hey, I like it.
I like up-paced. That's what I'm thinking, more up-paced.
So on a random note, how'd you do in your fantasy leagues this year?
I didn't even play.
Oh,
I was
shit.
The worst, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got asked at the last minute, and I haven't played in like 2 years because I've been fucking just, I guess grown man shit now, it seems like. But no, I'm that grown man style. No, that's what I call it. Like you got to do other type of shit that you don't do normally. Like, oh man, I never had to do this crap before in my life. Now I got to do this. That's what it was. It took me away from all the flavor that I'd like to do, like all the fantasy shit that I used to be into. And I got called out last year. Like this year, the guy called me. He's like, man, hey, dude, are you gonna be in our league or what, man? And I was like, you know, can you give me one more year? So I'm like, straight up, I got one more year. This is my last year. I'll be back on it. Yeah, for real. They're like, get your shit right. Because, yeah, I'm so out of the loop, man. I'm out of the loop with football. I'm out of the loop in everything. You know what I mean? I if I was to go back on and start doing the radio show, the old Kaufman radio show from Psychopathic, I would have nothing to talk about because I don't know shit about what's happening in sports because I ain't watched shit. Like, for real.
Not even following the lines, huh?
I follow them like the closest. That's probably the team I follow the most. Mm-hmm. And, the Pistons. I love the Pistons. So I'm still checking their scores, but I don't follow enough to watch them, and that's kind of what it is. Like, I do got DirecTV, and they gave me that free fucking ticket, so I get to watch every Lions game. That's the only cool thing about DirecTV. Other than that,
You've been roaming the earth as a reanimated corpse for about 15 years now, and we have kept in remarkably good condition.
Yes, I smell.
What's your secret?
Oh, formaldehyde dips. Vast amounts. You have to do this. Like, and cucumbers. Cucumbers on the eyes.
Nice.
And so ladies do it all the time when they're out sunbathing and shit and doing other types of weird salon shit. But yeah, it's cucumbers and formaldehyde.
Excellent. It works. All right.
I ain't smoke a lot of weed.
It preserves you, apparently.
Yeah, it does.
So,
I eat hot dogs. No, I'm just playing. They got a lot of preservatives.
They sure do. All right, so is there anything you want to leave with the Juggalos and Juggalettes right
Man,
now?
Man, for real, look, I love y'all motherfuckers. Thank y'all for listening for so long. Thank you guys for holding it down for so long. I remember this motherfucker when he was down here, like this motherfucker, and I was probably just about maybe this much. Maybe I was a little smaller than what I was. Maybe I was bigger. I was fat back then, too. But whatever, anyway.
You've lost a lot of weight.
Well, I'm trying to drop some because I'm tired of being, it's a healthy kick. We're on a new healthy kick.
Good for you guys.
2016. It's on that brand new. And like I said, we're bringing it back. Let's bring the Juggalo world back. And let's blow it up to the top again. And I can't do it without y'all. And, first and foremost, I want to thank y'all for, holding it down. And, we're going to do it. Together, we're going to do this shit. Together, we're going to blow it up, and we're going to make them remember who the fuck we are.
Oh, yeah.
For real.
All right, Casket Factory drops January 15th. You can get five different pre-order packages on twistedshop.com because one of them sold out.
Is it? It might be two.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, as of this morning.
It's getting close. Yeah, they're absolutely getting close. You got to be careful.
So go get it at twistedshop.com right now. Until next time, this is Scotty D. with BigelOver.net and Blaze, and we're out.
Yeah.